I am. Good morning.
What's the big deal, huh?
I mean, that's okay. So let's talk about the Harrison Ford thing last week because there's some new news there.
Ah, okay, sure.
You know, he got hurt on Star Wars 7, crushes the ankle, airlifted to the hospital. Yeah. Well, now it's come out that the rest of the cast, including Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia, they're really mad at the director, J.J. Abrams, because, you know, they're, quote, openly questioning the safety of the set, which I think it's they have every right to do.
Well, sure.
Like, it's his, that's his thing. If I were J.J. Abrams, I'd be all like, hey, I didn't do it. It was clearly Jabba.
Yeah.
Who else would want to hurt?
Right.
I don't know. I was trying to think of, like, all the other thing people who could get hurt, like, huh, like Chewbacca got maimed.
Yeah, right.
Or all, one of the Wookiees, like, they got, I don't know, hurt worm or something. Whatever.
Right.
Okay, so I'll give you a choice on this one. Do you want to talk Lindsay Lohan? Uh-huh. I'll warn you, it's not much of a story, but it's kind of funny.
Right.
You want Lindsay or do you want Bieber?
Bieber.
I know it's not much of a choice.
You know, it's a horse apiece. It really is. You know, as we say, but dive in. So what's the deal with Lindsay?
Okay, well, so she reportedly is planning to get her freckles removed.
Oh, really? Oh,
a source said, quote, they make her irate. Her freckles make her irate, and she's decided to get rid of them, either bleaching or lasering them away.
Uh-huh.
Whereas once the freckles are gone and she gets a proper spray tan, she'll finally get that role she's always wanted in Star Wars.
Right.
C-3PO. Yeah, she is very gold and shiny. And I'll leave you with this little star sighting. Mm. I liked 22 Jump Street so much, I went back to see it again at a regular, like, theater on Friday.
And oh, funny. Oh.
And guess who jumped out of the crowd after the movie? You want to guess?
Who's that? Anybody from the movie?
Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Wow.
They were there, and they like, jumped up after, and they just said, we want to thank you guys for coming out. And it was like a regular screening that you pay for. It was like a regular thing. And so I proposed marriage to Channing. I don't think he heard me.
Okay.
But I think he's probably, he may have heard me subconsciously. He's thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I will leave it at that. Wasn't that cool, though? I love that.
Oh, really? You know, your husband, John Hamm, is going to be mad. I'll just say that.
Here's what I've decided, that John Hamm and Channing, we're going to do sort of a polygamous kind of thing.
Okay, an arrangement of sorts. All right.
Sister or brother wives.
Okay.
No, brother husbands.
Oh, good. Oh, there you go.
Brother husbands, not sister wives. Brother husbands.
Okay.
That's not a thing, but it's going to be now.
Oh, it is. Okay, there you go.
It's our time.
It
is. Ladies' time.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Right.
I will leave it at that. I'm live from Hollywood. Huh. I'm Cecily Knobler.